Welcome to the Outdoor Citizen Podcast, hosted by Marty Jones. And we want to be sure to thank Daniel Boyce for the bird songs that you're hearing and Don Richmond for the music that you're hearing. Our guest today is Chuck Sullivan, who is the executive director of The Right. Welcome, Chuck. Thanks for joining us.
Marty, thanks for having me. And then excited to be on the Outdoor Citizen Podcast. I've been down here and sat in on one of these when you were chatting with Mick Daniel and Danny Robin from SLV Go. So I got a little snapshot of what it's going to be like here.
Yeah, great. Well, tell us about The Right and this project that's coming up in November on the road.
Sure. I guess maybe first of all, I'll start with the name and The Right, which is W-R-I-G-H-T. And the name of that comes from the definition of that word, right, as a maker builder.
Like a wheelwright.
You got it.
Or a shipwright.
You got it. And really, so much of our work is, I talk a lot about it being rooted in kind of people and place. And the people we meet and the places we go across rural Colorado are really built by and fostered by rights, I think. Makers, builders, doers. And, you know, our mission at The Right as a Colorado-based nonprofit organization is really around helping to build prosperous communities through deepening our connection to place.
And one of the places you're coming to in November is the San Luis Valley.
Yeah, and I have been fortunate to spend about 10 days a month here for the last 6-7 months and really getting to know a lot of nooks and crannies and a lot of really amazing people. And I'm privileged enough to hear and learn from a number of folks who've been here a long, long time, and they've been so generous with their stories. And that really is what this On the Road initiative is about. It is about our connection to place through stories. And so
You've been to other locations in Colorado for this project as well, I believe.
Yeah, Marty, this initiative really kind of came to bear in 2021, you know, coming out of pandemic. And, you know, they're just sort of frayed connection, right? And we did a series of listening tours, many of which were virtual, which led to, in 2022, this creation of On the Road with The Right. And we visited the Upper Arkansas Valley, the Yampa Valley, and the Grand Valley. And we held a series of what we called campfire conversations. And really, these conversations centered around connection to place and the outdoors. And in 2023, we've put all our attention on people and places and communities in the San Luis Valley.
We really appreciate your coming down to do that, too. It's an important making connections and focusing on the cultural connections and how it impacts people's use of the outdoors and recreation and so on is pretty crucial here.
Yeah, it is a special place, the San Luis Valley. And when I've been asked, just what do you mean by deepening our connection to place, or how, or what are the elements of that? There are a few things that that we look at and The Right thinks about, and one of them is meaningful work. And meaningful work is about identity. It is about sort of feeling respected and dignified in your position, whatever it may be. It is culture. Right. And you know, deepening our connection to place is so much about connecting to and reconnecting to our histories, the culture of this place, and looking back as well as looking forward. and around shared values, right? And through these conversations, that's one of the things we aim to really kind of bring together is a variety of perspectives that are, I don't know, that what will emerge from these is hopefully kind of the shared sense of values, regardless of where you've come from, how long you've been here in the valley, that, you know, when we can kind of come together and have a shared sense of belonging, when we've got to work through the hard things, if we have those values that we share, we can better stay at the table when we have some different sets of beliefs.
You know, it's an excellent point that you make, Chuck. My wife and I came to the San Luis Valley in 1989, and within a year, there was an outfit that tried to mine, if you will, or export water from the San Luis Valley to the Front Range. It was called AWDI, American Water Development Incorporated. And talking about shared values, the use of water and the necessity of water, water as vida, see? Then that really brought the valley together. It didn't matter how long you had been here. It didn't matter whether you were Hispano or Anglo. Everybody had that shared value of the importance of water. And so I've seen that happen again and again in the valley. It is, as you say, a pretty special place.
You know, and I'll just build on what you just shared there, Marty. You know, I get asked sometimes, you know, about the uniquenesses of the different places and the valleys. And, you know, I should mention too, you know, we very intentionally sort of framed this as valleys and basins and places and that aren't defined by county lines or state lines. And on the Yampa Valley, if you're talk about Rauch County or you talk about Moffat County, that tends to sort of immediately put someone in one place versus the other, and this one's for me and that one's not for me. And in the San Luis Valley, given its size and the diversity and of the communities, and I talked about identity earlier, each of these communities really have a strong sense of identity. And in my time here, one of the things that emerged really quickly to me is there is an individuality and uniqueness and sometimes challenge of being siloed and just working within the community. But everyone identifies as being from the valley. And when the big things happen, this is the exact language I heard time and again, is when the big stuff comes to bear around water, we lock arms.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And, you know, you were talking about not paying really attention to county versus county or state versus state. In the San Luis Valley, we consider northern New Mexico to be a part of the San Luis Valley, at least as far down as Taos, and maybe even as far down as, say, Ojo Caliente. It's all a part of this geographic area rather than an invisible line that's on a map.
Yeah, and, you know, another thing that I've really been, it's been such a palpable experience for me, is I'm based in Denver, but most of my time and most of this work is really spent in rural communities across Colorado, and narrative around migrant and immigrant, just the words in addition to the people, has and always been to me up until this time exactly that. It is a narrative around a community of migrant and immigrant families and communities. And in the San Luis Valley, that narrative, it really dissipates here, because this, whether it's Hispano, Indigenous, you know, it is really palpable and clear to me that this is a, it is really palpable and clear to me that those communities are a people of this place.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we have an idea now of what the right is and what On the Road has been about. Can you tell us about the campfire conversations that are coming up here in the valley?
Yeah. So the campfire conversations, it's going to be a 3-community tour of evening 5 to 7:30 p.m. fireside chats. We are going to start on Thursday, November 2nd in the town of San Luis, Thursday, November 9th in the city of Monte Vista, and Thursday, November 16th in the town of Sawatch. And these are all coming together with community partners from across the valley who have contributed introductions and stories, and from the likes of the Community Foundation of the San Luis Valley and Jason Medina and SLV Go and the Boys and Girls Club of the San Luis Valley and even Colorado State Extension here in the valley. So I'll let you tee up another question, and then I'll get into what's happening. Yeah.
Okay, here's a question that, are these really going to be by a campfire or by a fireside? Are they outdoors or are they indoors?
These will be indoors, Marty.
Oh, shoot.
I know. It's well, November.
It might be,
it's going to
be a little chilly.
It's going to be a little
chilly. But if you have
chilly.
A fire and you're outside, you can, yeah, you can probably do it.
You're probably right. But you know what? These are free and open to the community, and we hope to get a broad array of people coming down who are just interested to hear some of their perhaps friends, community members, even relatives sit down for a moderated discussion. And, for example, in the town of San Luis on November 2nd, we will hold these conversations in the Heritage Center or Cultural Center, I think that may be the new name for it moving forward. And we'll have 3 moderated conversations. And so Jason Medina will likely moderate one of the conversations, and Dana Mestis perhaps will moderate another. And this gets us back to sort of a broader theme of our connection to place and where the outdoors comes into play. It was Patrick Ortiz and Aaron Miltenberger, who I'm sure most folks are familiar with here in this room.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Who had shared with me that their thoughts around like our interaction with the outdoors, what draws us in and what moves us through the outdoors, and what are our lived experiences in relation to the outdoors. It is sustenance, spirituality, and sport. And, you know, sustenance is, it's agriculture, it's food heritage, it's all of that. And the spirituality, of course, in San Luis and the Stations of the Cross and oldest church in Colorado down in Costilla County. And yet that also, you know, the spirituality part applies to the agnostic forest bathers, right? You know?
You know, Don Richmond, who provides the theme music for this, has a song about my cathedral is the canyon. And that's another aspect of the spirituality of being outdoors.
That's exactly. And, you know, I the organization Heart of Sawatch and Adrian and Lori Vigil spearheaded this culture embroidery art project where they were able to find lost culture arts that had been taken, stolen, and, you know, and just recovered, but then new pieces of art. And I went to the opening night at the Arvada Center up on the Front Range, and God, there had to be 60 plus folks, mostly women, but not all women, from the valley here, largely from Sawatch and San Luis. And one of the things that jumped out at me, one was, you know, they're trying to teach this art to next generations, but the current artists are of an older generation, typically. But you look at the embroidery art of Colcha, and 80% of it are scenes from the outdoors. It is Mount Blanca, it's the Vega, it is the Orno and the cooking ovens. It is our migration routes, both as people
and animals.
Yeah, so these are the kind of people that we'll be talking to in the campfire conversations. You know, we want to, you know, I know I look to San Luis Valley Great Outdoors and the work they're doing. The work that a lot of people don't see is the on the ground in the community connecting that they do and really bringing down participation in the outdoors to the very basics of riding your bike from home to the playground and having a trail that allows you to do that, walking from your neighborhood down to the river or a pedestrian bridge, and sort of, you know, resetting what I think in the, you know, outdoor industry really looks like. You know, I think there's a lot of this participation in the outdoors in most people's everyday.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just skiing in the winter time, right? Participation in the outdoors can be as simple as taking a walk.
That's correct. And I think that the, even like words matter, right? And the language around like the outdoor recreation industry can sometimes carry with it a little bit of perception around, oh, well, that's a ski pass at Wolf Creek or a stand-up paddleboard, or, oh, that's the new arrivals to the valley. And that's not us. And, you know, that's one of the other things that's at the basis of these conversations, too, and getting us to, even if you're a new arrival and you've only been in the valley 20 years, right? there's probably some shared reasons about what drew you here and why you've stayed. And we'll talk with some, I think, some not always heard voices, and we'll talk to some familiar voices. And we're going to be asking a few different questions, not so much what you do, but who are you and what brought you to the valley? If you've been here for 300 years and multiple generations, you left for 10 years. Did you think you would come back when you left? And what drew you back? If you've been here for not long, 20 years, was there a moment you can look back on? I'll ask you this, Marty. Was there a moment that you could look back on after 1989, you and your wife arriving here, that you can point to and say, that was the moment that we knew we would call this place home?
I don't know if I can give you a good answer to that question, Chuck. I'd have to think about it a little bit. You know, we found that the people here in the valley are extremely friendly. There's access to everything that we wanted to be able to do. We're not really big city folks, so don't feel a particular need to drive to Denver every weekend or anything of that sort. It's just a very comfortable place for us, and the weather is hard to beat.
You wear it well.
So, Chuck, you mentioned that the San Luis Campfire Conversation was going to be at the Heritage Center. What about the two in Monte Vista and Sawatch?
Yeah, in Monte Vista on Thursday, November 9th. Very excited. I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on a new Creative Arts Community Center that is taking shape in Monte Vista.
Is that the one that Maddie is putting together?
Yeah, it's called the Church Project. And the whole kind of value set that Maddie has sort of built around this with her team is really about connection to the community, and the church project is going to offer that space, and there'll be art and conversations, and we're really honored to be the first event, community event, that the church project will host on Thursday, November 9th.
Yeah, and for listeners or regular readers of the Alamosa Citizen and listeners to the Outdoor Citizen, when we talk about Maddie, we're talking about Maddie Alborn, who is a regular contributor to the Alamosa Citizen. She also works for SLV Go. And I first met Maddie at an open mic night pre-pandemic when people could gather. And she was reading poetry at the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative.
She wears a lot of hats, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. What about Sawatch?
And in Sawatch, this is just going to be fun and also very fitting. We're going to get together at the 4th Street Diner.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And, you know, I would be remiss not to really emphasize that while I'm here and the right is, you know, organizing these things, that there is, this would not happen without the partners in each community who've said, these are the important things to us, and we want to help host these. So the town of San Luis and Susan Sanderford, the town manager, opening up their arms and like, let's have these conversations here. And they may not always be easy, you know, like questions we've asked in the past have been, you know, at what point did this place feel like home, you know, as an example.
Yeah, that's a tough question. Yeah.
Well, what might also be a tough question is all these valleys in the San Luis Valley, there is transition, and it's both economic and cultural. And we might ask a question, does this place still feel like home? And we might get some different answers, but along the way, we're going to learn a lot about each other.
Yeah, if you don't ask those questions, no one will volunteer answers.
Yeah, and, you know, in the city of Monta Vista, Gigi Dennis, the city manager, and the city is embrace this, as well as Dre and the Upper Rio Grande Economic Development Group and the Lohr Foundation. Yvette over there has been wonderful, and in Sawatch, SECED, the Sawatch County Environment and Economic Development Group. They've all been just amazing local community partners.
As these conversations around the campfire, or at least the sort of campfire,
metaphorical
campfire, as these wind up, is there something that you plan to do? Is there a product coming out of this?
There is. It is a step at a time thing as these things go. But all of these conversations last year and then this year in the San Luis Valley are being recorded. And we, the right, are working on what will be a multimedia initiative that is named Voices of Our Valleys. And what will come out of this probably in 2024 is not a reproduced re-recording or rebroadcast of each conversation, but probably a four-part series that will focus on the Upper Arkansas, the Yampa, the Grand, and the San Luis Valleys, and really be kind of a the thread will be, what are the values that we share, you know, across these places, and what are our uniquenesses? And as we heard from Jason Medina and some of the other speakers, so that will be that. And then after the audio series, we're, knock on wood-ish, we'll have a short film series too, and work with people like Christy Bode to pull together what we're kind of framing as a love letter to the valleys.
So the recordings, at least for this first round, these campfire conversations, are audio only, or will there be video as well?
There'll be audio only
okay.
in the new year. And but the Alamosa Citizen and Chris has been, you know, super receptive to like a bunch of different ideas. So maybe there's a way that the Citizen would even take some of the, you know, individual conversations and want to share some of those. And because ours is going to be a little bit further out. And, you know, when you ask, so that's, you know, output there. And the why of this, really, in a lot of ways, I've shared about, you know, kind of the mission and the essence is, you know, the right and myself, I really believe that there is a need for a different sort of platform of this sort of a collaborative platform that comes up from the community and is a part of all of our discussions around economic and cultural transition in rural communities. And I think too often the importance of story can get lost. And I believe stories have not only the power to sort of bring us together and identify these shared values, and but it can they can create this greater sense of belonging and really serve as catalysts for change. And I think sometimes the resource provider community, be it government, be it foundation, philanthropy funders, tend to be, you know, work within the lines, yet they provide a really critical element of resources and expertise, and the story and the people side, they can sometimes come together. But through this work, I would like to see the right and voices of our valleys be building out a platform that continually and in a sustained way brings culture to the table for these discussions.
Very good. Chuck, thank you so much for being here and joining us on the Outdoor Citizen. Before we wrap things up, how can people get in touch with you, or what is the right website for them to get more information about this series?
Yeah, the two places for folks to go. First would be our Instagram or Facebook, because that's where we'll have the most up-to-date information around the schedule and the speakers, and that is The Right with a W, Colorado. So The Right Colorado. And then our website is theright.co, as in Colorado. And you know, if you want to reach out to me.
Do you have an email address for folks to contact you?
Yes, I do. It is, and I'm hesitating because the email address is chuck@somethingindependent.com. And there's a backstory to that, which will be for another day.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
Chuck@somethingindependent.com.
That's correct. And, you know, before we part, I just did want to kind of bring this back around. You know, we are here under the umbrella of the Outdoor Citizen podcast, and I just can't emphasize enough how the outdoors plays an essential role in these broader goals of deepening a connection to place through a diverse array of lived experiences. And we're just excited to sort of bring more of those out into the wild.
Excellent. Well, we've been speaking with Chuck Sullivan, the executive director of The Right, and that is the WRIGHT. I'm looking at a sticker on Chuck's water bottle, which very clearly has an anvil from somebody who is a builder, and The Right is building continuity and community throughout Colorado. Thanks a lot, Chuck, and best wishes on the campfire campfire conversations.
Well, Marty, thank you. I hope you'll join us, and I invite while these conversations are taking place in each of the communities that we talked about, this really is a valley-wide discussion, and we hope to, you know, bring some connectedness, and we hope to everyone can come out. They're free, and we'll have some fun.
Excellent. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsors. You're listening to The Outdoor Citizen.
It is the spookiest time of year in Alamosa, with scary good events happening all the way up to Halloween night. Visit Alamosa is treating you to fun for the whole family, and it's no trick that the Valley Calendar will have all the Halloween happenings. Go to alamosacitizen.com to plan out your next haunt.
Welcome back to The Outdoor Citizen. We're going to give you some upcoming outdoor events. Remember, the Valley Calendar is the most comprehensive listing of events from across the San Luis Valley. Be sure to check it out and stay up to date at alamosacitizen.com. Here's a look at some upcoming events in October. As you heard earlier, the Right, that's WRIGHT, will be hosting its on-the-road campfire conversations to meet people where they are. The fireside chats are scheduled for the town of San Luis on November 2nd, Monte Vista on November 9th, and Sawatch on November 16th. October 20th is the 7th annual Rio Reels Film Festival to benefit the Rio Grande Headwaters Restoration Project. This year's event will be held at the Sky High Banquet Hall in Monte Vista, Colorado, from 6 to 9 p.m. There will be dinner, drinks, and a selection of river-related short films. The short film lineup includes films from right here in Colorado and around the world. There's also a silent auction. Ticket prices are $30 in advance and $40 at the door. The Alamosa Bicycle Coalition is hosting a spooky alley cat ride on October 28th at 4 p.m. Bring your costume and enjoy a terrifying afternoon. Everyone is welcome, and the best costume wins a prize. The alley cat race will start at Cole Park and end at the Spare Keg on Main Street. And in November, the second annual Veterans Memorial Park 5K, 10K race and walk is scheduled for November 4th, 2023. You can find more information on the Valley Calendar at alamosacitizen.com. We don't have an outdoor correspondent report for you today, but whether you're walking the trails in town or mountain climbing, it's easy to be an outdoor field correspondent. All you have to do is record an audio file on your phone and send it to us. We wouldn't mind seeing a photo or video along with it, too. You can email info@alamosacitizen.com or text the audio file and photo to 720-891-6759 with a brief description and your name for credit. So, Owen, I just wanted to let everybody know the cranes are back in the valley.
Cranes are back. I heard them, I heard them the other day.
Yep. I was out on a bike ride yesterday up on the Stanley Road, and there were more than just the scouts out there. Nice. There was a pretty good-sized flock. So as you're out and about, record some audio and video of the cranes as you are riding your bicycle or taking a hike or whatever you're doing outside. A warm October. No kidding. A warm October continues with daytime temperatures running to 5 to 10 degrees above normal, according to the National Weather Service. We'll have Colorado Division of Water Resources Division 3 engineer Craig Cotton on the Outdoor Citizen podcast in early November to give us an up-to-date report on the conditions of the upper Rio Grande Basin and Canoas River. Remember, we went from a great snowpack, a strong early runoff, and then poof! The flows on both river systems dropped below normal averages for the late summer season. Craig Cotton will help us make sense of it all. And again, that's coming up in early November. We know September 2023 was the hottest September in the 174-year global climate record maintained by National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, said that the September temperature also helped propel 2023 into the lead as the warmest year to date on record. Next up, we have a few pieces of news from the San Luis Valley's great outdoors. Here's what's going on outside. It's getting to be the time of year to decorate and hang up lights, but be sure to use caution when decorating so that animals such as deer don't get tangled in lights or string decorations. Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Oregon Parks and Wildlife have entered into a one-year agreement to exchange 10 wolves to start the reintroduction effort of wolves in Colorado. The wolves will be captured and transferred between December 2023 and March 2024. Part of the agreement states that CPW officials will have to capture the wolves by themselves in Oregon and cover the cost of the operation. Oregon Parks and Wildlife will share locations of the wolves and best methods for capturing. And more CPW news, a stretch of the Arkansas River near Salida from Chaffee County Road 166 Bridge to the Salida Boat Ramp will be closed to begin removal of a lowhead dam located 1.5 miles upstream from the Mount Chavano State Fish Hatchery. Removing the dam will hopefully open up 85 miles of river upstream to fish migration. Spillover from the dam is dangerous from boaters and recreationists as well, since it creates dangerous water conditions. So removing the dam will make the waters safer for recreationists. On Wednesday, October 25th, the Rio Grande National Forest will continue with its Rio Grande National Forest Forest Specialist Series. The October 25th session will feature Marcy Reeser, Rio Grande National Forest archaeologist, who will be explaining culturally modified trees. The online presentation begins at 5 p.m. and can be viewed on the Rio Grande National Forest website, www.fs.usda.gov/Rio Grande. The San Juan Nordic Club will host its annual social event on Sunday, November 5th. It will be at the new Pivot Public House restaurant in Monte Vista from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Why the social? Because cross-country skiers and snowshoers are awesome, and the San Juan Nordic Club couldn't groom ski trails and provide events without this support. And on a final note, congratulations are in order to SLV Go for their recent award for Outstanding Achievement in Community Partnership and Collaboration, the Blue Grandma Award. This is given to by the Colorado Open Space Alliance. And it was primarily for the work on the Tin Cup Camp near Benitente. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Outdoor Citizen Podcast. We'll be back here November 7th with Colorado Division of Water Resources Division 3 Engineer Craig Cotton. He'll shed a little bit more light on the summer we had and some insight into the winter ahead. Our thanks go to Don Richmond for the music that you're hearing and to Daniel Boyce for the wonderful bird sounds. We hope you enjoyed listening in. Until next time, we'll see you in the outdoors.